Welcome to this Life Group episode where we talk about all the things going on in the Christian world right now. We talk about Matt Redman's new album,
The Song 1,000 Years.
We talk about songs we're loving right now. Camp Love have come out with some songs called Camp Songs. We talk about books we're loving right now.
A book I'd recommend is Abba's Child by Brennan Manning.
We talk about what's on our autumn wish list.
Really want to start crocheting.
So keep watching. Today I'm joined by my friends. Lydia's back. And we've got Zoe.
Hello.
Come on, girls.
Yes.
I'm excited because the room's changed.
Yes.
Love it.
This is what we like do the rooms, and it's in three different locations. The Bible study I film at my house. Yeah. The actual podcast we record at a studio. And then this is where we do our life group. And it's cute now. There's like little curtains and everything.
That's
I love
so
it in
sick.
Here. Yeah. Like I felt like last time was quite dark.
Yeah.
But now we're giving light, which is exactly what
Let
the life group's.
Amen.
Let the light in. Open up the windows. But it's like fun because this whole point of this talk show is to bring in light. And
yeah.
I feel like the background matches.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I'm so excited. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
Tell us who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I am Dudu and I do Dudu.
Okay.
Go.
I am Lydia. I'm Lydia. I study at uni. I'm doing medical sciences. Yeah, that's it.
So cool. You're very intelligent.
Oh, so intelligent.
Oh, very so clumsy, fine. But very intelligent.
Very clumsy.
Doesn't make any sense. Oh, go on.
Hello, I'm Zoe. I work for a social media ministry called The Way UK as their digital community administrator,
okay.
Which basically I just help post things.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah. It's so fun.
And I'm Emily. I'm the host of the Ribs and Knits podcast and I do fashion social media stuff. But I'm so excited to have you girls with us today. Zoe, you've never been on any of the Ribs and Knits World before.
That's crazy.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
On. You're such a like... light and I was so excited to get you on because I was like a lot of the time I'm like I just want so many girls who I look to and I'm like you would be the best example for Christian girls to come on and Zoe you are you're just the best. I never see you in a bad mood. I'm like we went on a trip to the Lake District in summer and there was a time where everyone just slightly got a little bit exhausted and moody and Zoe's just still smiling helping out happy to do all the jobs be there for everyone
right now.
Yeah, look.
So you had to come on.
I agree.
Oh, here I am.
And girls, if you need a good role model.
I agree.
Zoe.
Zaza.
These girls.
But we're going to start off with our outfits for our YouTube watchers, just going through where everything's from. Go on, Liz, start us off.
I feel like I'm rewearing the same stuff.
We love to rewear.
Yeah.
Good for the planet.
So I've got this stripy off-the-shoulder top.
Love it.
I think I got this from ASOS.
I really like that top.
Aww.
And you are wearing exactly the bottom at...
No, I think I've got different trousers.
How are you?
Yeah. Usually I wear these all the time though. That's why.
Where
I
are they from?
That's so nice.
I think I also got this either from Bershka or ASOS.
You are a Bershka girl.
Bershka. Yeah. And then I got the Stradivarius leopard print belt, which I wore last time.
I love it.
And I've got the same gross shoes because I only wear like literally two pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Isn't gross?
Yeah.
They're not gross.
Lift them up so the camera can see.
They used to be so yellow and now they're like...
They're actually not gross at all.
They look so
Look at my laces because I don't tie my laces.
It's the laces. Your
so
laces
like,
are disgusting.
Dragging with all the dirt on the floor.
Yeah.
So where's your outfit from?
Oh, my shoes are from Adidas. My best friend got them for me. Thank you, Katie. So cute. Then my jeans from Bershka.
Come on.
They've got really long pockets.
I love
really long.
Cute.
I can fit my
shirt.
Forearm in it. Oh. And this shirt is borrowed from a friend. Very kindly gave it to me.
Oh, it's a good shape.
Yeah, it is a good shape. It's so nice. He actually wanted a shout out. So this is Jesse's shirt.
I knew it was Jesse's shirt because I knew because it was cut.
He literally said to me, can you shout me out when you do your OOTD?
At Jesse.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was his because it's cut and it's still not been hemmed.
Yeah, yeah. And then my earrings, made them in youth. At youth.
Oh, wait, I remember
because Alex bought one of the youth workers.
We love Alex.
A little jewellery making kit for the girls in our youth. So.
Oh, yeah, we're on youth team.
Yeah.
Youth team together.
Youth team, yippee.
We love youth.
That's so fun. We love youth. We do. My top is from Miskin. MSKN.
Ooh,
my trousers are like these really fun, like, I don't even know, fun shaped, and they are from Johan. And then my bag. You can't see my bag. My shoes are, these are Clark's Originals. Ooh. And then I got my Jesus Studio socks on. When don't I? Yes. Always got to say Jesus saves. That. And that's my whole outfit. Oh, and a Cos white tee. Classic. Wow. The best tees.
So good.
Best tees. But is there anything that you girls have on your wish list right now? Your autumnal wish list? Mm. Anything you want in a bar?
Mm. Oh, guys, I really want to start crocheting. Mm. I tried
do it.
I tried 2 years ago. It failed. But hopefully I get back into it because I've been seeing those crochet beanies.
Yeah.
They're quite small, but they're so cute, aren't they? And imagine just giving them to your like friends for
Christmas. That's a good Christmas present.
That's
yeah.
Such a good right. Present.
And it feels like they've actually put your heart into it.
Heartfelt.
Yeah, I think you should. I love going to like little workshops.
Yeah.
So you could find like a London workshop.
Do you remember the hairband workshop we did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like scrunchy workshop.
I did awful. Hairband. I had to get like
we went to a scrunchy workshop. We didn't make
the
hairband.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
I needed so much help.
You needed a lot of help and assurance.
I kept That's okay. Myself.
I'd like finished mine and you were like maybe on step two.
Oh, I knew everyone so well.
Oh, yeah, she spoke. Everyone who worked there knew Lydia.
Because they were like, she's a safety hazard. Oh.
Yeah, you left a bit of mess behind. But crocheting, yeah. Find a little workshop.
Let's do that. And it has no needles, so safe.
Safer.
That's it?
Like the hooks.
Oh, it has hooks.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Pretty. Okay, less danger for you.
That's good.
Anything you have on your wish list?
Not particularly, but I have been thinking I would love a trench coat, like a good trench coat. Because I saw a friend of ours, she just bought a trench coat from a charity shop, yes. And I was like, oh, I really would love
The best
love
place
that.
To get them.
She got it for £15, and it's so nice. It's Sophie. Mm,
so jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did she wear it yesterday?
Yeah.
The best thing to look out for is a trench coat that has a zip lining. So when it's cold, you zip on the inside of the lining. I found one in a charity shop. It's amazing.
What?
So they'll have a zip on the inside. Look in the inside. So then when it's cold, you add the lining. And when it's warmer, you take the lining out. So it's versatile.
That's Wait. So smart. Okay.
Yeah. That is so that. Smart.
And normally they're like vintage because back in the day, they used to make things really well.
Yeah.
And with intention. So it's like someone intentionally thought of your cold.
Yeah, now I know.
So now yeah. I know. It's good. My thing right now is have you seen the Silfen bags?
No,
they're like the leather bags. They're like they have like really cool different shapes, and they have like belts with like lots of pockets, like so you can just have a bag as a belt.
So handy.
And they just have lots of bags, which I think are good quality and will just last forever. And I feel like I've never been really into bags. I have like 3 bags I circulate, and then I have like random bags, which are like, oh, that's my party bag. Oh, that's my wedding bag. You know, but I don't really like put intention into it. But I'm like, actually, I need some good bags so that I can like, oh, I'm wearing a green outfit. Oh, am I green back? I'm wearing a blue outfit. Oh, I'm a blue bag. But they have so much option and I know they're good quality because you can like choose on there as well. Like, do you want the 100% leather one or would you like the whatever plastic version made one? So you get like different price points for where you're
that.
At.
That's so like, accessible.
Exactly. I love it. And then I also really want the vine top from Cellar. It's like yellow and it has like a vine on it. And I just I love anything Christian merch. I love. I can't help it.
I love it. I can't help it.
I literally have a pile of Cellar clothes in my room. Like I literally have in my room I have like all my clothes sectioned off and there is a section just for Cellar.
Oh.
I love them. I love
she
them.
She actually loves them.
I do. When do you guys swap from autumn to Christmas?
Ooh.
And do you guys celebrate Halloween?
Ooh. No.
I don't.
No, I don't.
I'm not a Halloween girl.
Not a Halloween
I
day.
Skip over it and go straight to Christmas.
Yeah, straight to Christmas. I'm there.
Like, people have been talking like, like my non-Christian friends will be like, oh, this is the outfit I'm dressing up as. I'm like, and what about when Santa Claus comes? Should we talk about that? Shall we talk about my Lord and Saviour?
Dressing up as a reindeer.
Are we talking about the date of the 25th? Which date are we talking about?
Guys, it's so funny. Dressing up. At my workplace, we have like a bell. So, and the bell has the Christmas song.
Oh.
So geez. It's Halloween coming up and it's the Christmas song. They're like, why is it? Why are you writing a Christmas song? It's like, because we're waiting for Christmas.
Yeah, I skip over Halloween.
Yeah.
On the 31st, guess where I'll be? In my house watching a Christmas film. That's my tradition. I always love to watch a little Christmas film with a hot water bottle and a heated blanket, like layers on me. And I'm like, hot chocolate. I'm like, this is the beginning of Christmas.
That. Yeah.
I don't know what everyone else is doing, but I'm celebrating Christmas.
How come you guys don't celebrate Halloween?
I don't, because it freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I think anything where people do anything to do with witches, devil, I see people dress up as things like the devil, like demons, like lots of stuff like that, but also they dress up as like things like angels and make it sexy and dress up like, I've seen people dress up as like the baby Jesus or like I've seen like people dress up as Jesus on the cross and stuff like that. And I'm the minute you do that, I'm like, okay, maybe this isn't something I should take part in. And I understand people's argument of like, oh, but you know, it's just a dress up night, like not to the devil.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I just think, because I feel like there's so much conversation around it, especially on social media. You have these Christian influencers saying one thing, then these other Christian influencers saying another, and it's like, oh, I don't know what to think. Yeah. And obviously there's big cultural differences between America and the UK. But here for me, in the UK, I see Halloween as the one holiday that is the most opposite to everything that Jesus stands for. It's like kind of, it celebrates like fear and darkness and like death, deception, chaos, immodesty, drunkenness, like the list kind of goes on. And like all of that, I'm like, I just know that Jesus would not have promoted any of that.
He's not dressing up.
He's not.
He's not doing it.
He's at home watching a Christmas film.
He's not doing it.
That's my personal reason.
Yeah. What about you, Lids?
I agree with you. I feel like, what fruit does it bear? Like, does it bear like love, patience?
Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness,
peace,
kindness,
and patience together.
Faithfulness, but gentleness, self-control.
Yes, exactly. I don't think it does. Because also, like, trick or treat. Is Jesus tricking you? He's not tricking you.
And is he going to be treating you sugar?
He's not going to be feeding. He's going to be feeding you with manna. Yeah. Probably not sugar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of our friends was saying she made like a whole thing about like the amount of sugar that we eat during Halloween. And it's not healthy.
Of course the devil wants to feed you that.
Yeah.
He wants you out of this world.
Enemy.
He doesn't want you thriving. So I find that weird. I think a lot of people find it okay because you're desensitized to it. You think it's funny. You think it's a joke. But then if you see the root of it, could you see yourself celebrating Halloween in heaven? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So.
I also saw this TikTok where someone was saying, Satanists don't celebrate Easter just because we get chocolate. So why do we celebrate Halloween just because we get to dress up? Mm. Like we go to, our friend Molly has parties all the time and she has done dress up party after dress up party, like one time it's like dress up as something you wanted to be as a child, one time it was come as superheroes, come as a magazine, and never have I shown up and been like, oh, I don't know if you should have dressed up in that, like you know, there's nothing behind it that is inherently pleasing the devil. Whereas I look at Halloween and the costumes and the things and it's like, actually I don't miss out by just being at home for that one night, because there are other opportunities to dress up. Like if you really, really, really love a dress up party, I'd love to see how many you go to the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. It can be done in summer.
Let's do that. You can have fun and not dress up as the darkness.
Let's have like a dress up as something spring in Easter. Okay, I'm going to come as a big pink bunny.
Yeah, let's do that next
time. I'm excited.
I can't wait, guys. Ribs and knits party.
Oh, Emily's OOTD and Easter. I can't wait.
Hey, guys. Okay. We're now going to move on to our segment two, which is what we're loving right now. Mm-hmm. And I thought we'd start with Matt Redman's new album, Life and Breath. Because I am loving the song Let Me See Jesus, or Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And he does it with a lady called Charity, I'm pretty sure. But I just love any song that is talking about staring at Jesus, looking at Jesus, pointing my eyes towards Jesus. Because I love the song, what is it, that Abby Gamboa sings, and she sings, I've forgotten what it is. Anywho, I love the song that she sings, Show Me Your Face, God.
Show me your face, God.
And I love that one because it is like so deep and like, I'll literally be in my room like,
yeah.
Show me your face, God. Yeah. But I like this one because it's less like intense.
Yeah.
But it's still like, I want to see Jesus. I want to look at Jesus. My eyes are fixed on you. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a good reminder. Like if that comes up on my playlist, it's like, oh yeah, fix my eyes upon Jesus. And I like because it then goes into turn your eyes upon Jesus. It's like such a classic. What do you think, Lids? What was your favourite song on the album?
I love the song A Thousand Years. Mm. The one where Joe Barnes was sort of singing.
Oh, Joel Barnes.
Yeah.
He's great. I love Joel Barnes.
He's so cool.
He's so great. Does he do stuff with Maverick City as well?
I feel like he did. I don't think he does it anymore.
I think he did it with Tribal. I don't know
if that's
different.
Maybe. Yeah.
Promises.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah. I know. Love. That's such a classic. I feel like that's one of those ones that when we... Because you know when a song comes on and your parents like, we loved this when we were in our 20s. I feel like Promises will come on and we'll be like...
That whole album like marks so many people, especially when I was in school.
So good. And it felt like accessible to people who weren't really, like, if I played that song, my non-Christian friends weren't going to be like, oh, it's a bit cringe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a good song.
That's a good song. The album. I love, like, my favourite, like, chapter in the Bible, Psalms 139, like, how much God loves us and the depths of his love. Like, no matter where, even if I'm in the depths of, like, Sheol, like, he will still be there for us. Mm. I think that song really encapsulates that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just reminding me that, again, it's not about me. It's not about me striving to be seen by God, but it's like this constant thing where it's like there's a thousand ways to show like his love. Like, how crazy is that?
That's so crazy. And there's always so much more of God to be thankful for and to see of him. Like, we will never scratch the surface of how big our God is.
Oh, yeah.
And how wide and deep his love for us is.
Yeah.
It's like a thousand, like the song says a thousand reasons. I'm like,
there's probably loads.
There's even more, but I'll never be able to even express it.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And I also love, I don't know if you've seen the dialogue about Corey Asbury online. Have you guys seen?
Well, kind of a little bit.
Corey Asbury and Forrest Frank had a little bit of a online debate, which ended in something I think so beautiful. And I think I really want to honour both of them for having a moment where they didn't agree. And then ending up both in a place of, like, how do we make this about Jesus? Because I don't know if you saw, it went a bit viral. They had an online beef, which was a little bit tense. And then it turned into Corey going over to Forrest's house. Is his name actually Forrest?
I think so. Don't know.
Let's just say it is.
Corey.
Let's just pronounce.
Let's go with it. He went over to his house and they ended up having, I think, a really beautiful time together. And Forrest led Corey to considering his life and where he's at with the Lord and really truly looking at his life, which I think we all need in our friends. Like, it's teachable, isn't it? I think we've seen that Corey Asbury is clearly a teachable person.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, what do you guys think about this?
I mean, I think it's beautiful. It's like literally the unity of the church.
Yeah.
Of like the power of the gospel and also how important accountability is with friends and like having deep Christian friendships around you, or like the fact that they weren't, well, I'm assuming they weren't friends before and just had this confrontation, but because they have this mutual friend who is Jesus Christ, they can actually come together and be like, hey, we're supposed to be unified and actually our purpose is this, like our identity is in Jesus, and like Forrest reminding Corey of that, like this is who you are. You've been given these gifts for a reason, to like glorify God and lift up his name, build his kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, and then Corey being like, well, I don't know how he responded, but like clearly it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And him being like, hey, thank you for reminding me. This week, completely just assuming. But
And I love that Forrest took him into his home. It was like this began online, but actually this really shouldn't be online. This should be home to home. So we saw that Chandler Moore has come out saying that he's been in rehab. And is also now returning to worship music.
Praise God.
Wow. And I thought, wow, what a redemption arc.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea personally that he was going through a hard time.
Yeah.
But I found it really softened my heart that I was like, wow, you're admitting you've actually gone through a hard time.
Yeah.
Mm. And that maybe you slipped up.
Yeah.
And you're willing to admit that to a lot of people who are going to have a lot of different opinions. And then be like, I'm coming out. I've like given my life back to Jesus and I am chasing him down. And I would love to encourage you as well through music. Mm. And I'd like really want to honor that, like honor him. And it shows that if anyone's watching this and you're going through a hard moment, you're going through a moment of addiction, you're slipping up in some ways and you are struggling, it's actually a thing of, one, you can get help, and two, it's just repentance and then going to Jesus. And I love that he's saying he's repented, he's worked on himself, and now he's back and better than ever. Also, House of David, you guys haven't watched House of David?
No, we haven't.
And season 2 is coming out, and so I'm gonna need you guys to sort this out and
Girls
go and
night.
Watch
Girls Night.
Girls Night. If you haven't watched House of David season 1, I'm begging you. It is so good. They put their heart and soul into this series, and I'm so excited for series 2. But I think what I love about dramatizations of the Bible is, reading the Bible is great, but I can miss moments and I cannot understand things. But when you see on a screen, it's like, oh, I missed that bit. Yeah. I didn't quite comprehend how big Goliath was.
Yeah.
I didn't comprehend. Like you read, like, oh, and David's going down to the army. And you like read it like you read a normal story.
He's the jangling.
No, that's crazy. Anyway, you haven't watched it, so we won't talk about it much. But homework. Everyone go and watch season 1 of House of David.
Because I love The Chosen. And then I was like, oh, I wish there was something like The Chosen.
Exactly. Pausing this Life Group episode to remind you to like and subscribe if you haven't already. We're on Spotify, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube. But make sure you're following along so you don't miss next time. Bye. We're going to do a quick testimony moment. Because I love to hear testimonies. It just warms my heart. And we will do dilemmas after that. But Zoe, I think you've got a testimony that you'd love to share.
I have a really exciting
one. I'm going to get up the dilemmas while you tell us
your testimony.
Okay, you
do that. Okay, so basically, a couple of weeks ago with work, I was at a youth evangelist academy called Amplify.
Fun.
It's amazing. It's just full of young people who are on fire for Jesus, want to learn more about how to spread the gospel. And we just had like a ministry time where we were like, just inviting people up to be prayed for. And me and a friend prayed for an assistant group leader who, I think she's 17, and she had scoliosis. And she described to me that her spine was like this. For the listeners, just like two of my hands, like in a Lego block.
making an S.
Yeah.
And just she had a lot of like muscle buildup on one side, and it just made it really like painful for her.
Yeah.
Just to be sat, standing, anything. Anyway, so we asked if we can pray for her for this. We pray for her. And after the first time, she was like, oh, it feels kind of slightly better. Like the pain's lessened. And we were like, what? we were like, can we pray again? So we prayed again for her. And the same thing happened. She was like, it's even less, but like I can still feel like the bend.
Yeah,
she can still feel the bend. And then we were like, okay, well, can we pray for you again? And we prayed for her for a third time, maybe fourth time, I can't remember how many times, but it was just definitely more than twice. And after that final time of praying, she was like, I'm healed. She was like, it's fully gone. Like her spine had straightened out and she had no pain. And genuinely, she's had this for 7 years and it was just, it was amazing. She was like,
praise
just,
God.
Like, so happy. And we were in awe as well. I was slightly taken aback, even though I know that Jesus can do that. Yeah. But it was still just shocking. That's the first time that I've prayed for someone for physical healing. Yes. That they've actually been healed right there. So I was like, prayed for them. So it was so amazing. It's like, God is awesome.
Jesus
can do it.
That's so cool.
You know in the Bible where Jesus said, like, you will do things even greater than I.
Mm.
And I will be with my Father. And he will be, like, contending for us. And you read that and you're like, yeah, that's lovely. But then you hear stories like that and you're like,
that's so
no, he was right. Like, that is great. And also, it's for his glory. Like, you told us that story. And honestly, I was like, I want to do it. I want to try it. Like, yeah. Let's go. Let's all go heal everyone.
Yeah, you can.
Let's go on the streets.
I'm like, there are people who are living without Jesus in their lives.
Yeah.
Who don't know what's truly going on within the church, within you and me. Like, what's going on when we're alone and when we're at church and when we're at events and when we're just hanging out together and we pray for each other and stuff. It's like, no. There is so much happening within the church, within the body of the church, that people have no idea is happening. And they are missing out on something so cool. We're now going to move on to dilemmas because some girls have some things what they want us to sort. And so I'm just going to read a couple of them. We got a few. Girls, you love to ask us really interesting things. I would like to remind you that if you are sending in dilemmas and you are using names, can you just let me know that the names you have used are codes? Because there are some that I don't know if you use code names, so I'm not going to read yours out because I'm scared. It's like something like, my friend Stacey's been doing, and you're like, oh. Is Stacey that a code name?
That you said this?
But yeah, so just let me know at the bottom of your jot form that it's a code name.
Yeah.
And if not, that means I can read it out and add a code name.
Yeah.
Please, just because I don't want to get anyone in trouble, and also
Stacey watching this, is not
Stacey's mom. Someone's like, Stacey's mom has got it going on. What do? And I'm like, is her name actually Stacey? But yeah, just let us know. But yeah, so I'm gonna read a couple that are nameless today. Okay, we're gonna start off with, I definitely think Christians only dating Christians is a good idea, but what if we disagree on views within Christianity? So she's with a guy and they disagree on views. Should, I guess she's asking, should I still date him or should, is that a deal breaker? What do you guys think?
I feel like you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when you ask those questions, like the way of life is the way of life. God meets us in very different ways and the way that we encounter this lovely book is a lot different.
Yeah.
It really depends on the views. It depends on whether it's harming your relationship with God, whether it's harming your boundaries, whether you're not praying as much or, you know, it really depends on the views. And also, like, this might be a bit far-fetched, but, you know, over time, these differences, like, if you're going to live with someone with those differences, and like, how is that going to affect your kids? Mm. How is that going to affect the unity? Because two are becoming one.
Yeah.
And I know that's so far-fetched, but if, yeah, like compromise is a really difficult situation in those kind of
It definitely spaces. Depends on the views.
Yeah.
Because like, for instance, I had a relationship and we disagreed on sex before marriage. Mm. I wanted to save myself. He didn't.
Yeah.
And then a couple of times he crossed boundaries with me and I didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's a deal breaker for me. And so it really depends, because if it was something like he thinks white lies are okay and I think white lies are never okay.
Yeah.
That you might be able to live with that. You might be able to work that out and be like, actually, well, with me, I don't want you to ever white lie. And then he might go, okay. Mm. You know, or it could be something really serious, like he doesn't believe Jesus fully died on the cross and you think he did, or he doesn't believe, you know, he might have different, like there is very big views and then there are small views, like there's stuff that you can get past, or like, you know, meet with a mentor together and be like, we disagree on this topic, what do we do?
That's good.
That's what I was really good.
Yeah,
is I think that depending on what it is, either way you should go to your like youth leaders or just like a trusted adult who is a Christian, maybe even a married couple.
Yeah.
Like, just because it's good to bring those things out into the light.
Yeah.
And it's okay to like to have those kind of like bumps in the road. It's just it's normal. Like, we're humans. We have different viewpoints. We're all different individuals.
Yeah.
But it's like bringing that out and like airing it and seeing what actually is the consequence of me believing this and him believing that.
Yeah.
And it could be something huge, like I don't know, not believing Jesus. I don't know. What you said.
But it's good to like also like have those healthy arguments or debates and being like, oh, like the white lies thing, like
why do you want to tell white lies?
Because even in friendships, like
to the root.
It like exposes different aspects of ourselves. Yeah. And like that's how God like works in us. Like that's healing. Yeah. Like stitching is not nice look at, but you're healing.
Yeah, and I think
so good.
I would say, really, this person's clearly in a relationship, but any girls listening, like, I think a lot of Christians rush between stages. Yeah. And we're like talking for 2 weeks, then we're dating for a year, and then we're married. And it's like, okay,
yeah,
let's take a step back.
That's true.
This, the most exciting and fun stage is the working it out stage.
Yeah.
Working it out and not rushing to being someone's boyfriend or girlfriend before you fully know that person.
Yeah.
Because then this stuff comes and now you've got a label, which is so hard to break off. So I think when you're getting to know someone, it's really fun to ask them certain questions. Like, I have certain questions that I've decided on a first date I ask. You want to hear my question?
Yeah.
These are my questions, and it's, I'm like, I know this is deep, but I'm a Christian woman who wants to get married. I want to work this out quickly. So my questions are, what are your thoughts on porn? And do you agree with it? My next question is, would you have sex before marriage? My next question is simply like around the topic of race. I'd really like to know where you stand with it, what your views are on different subjects that have happened in the past, because let's want to, I'm very passionate about race relations and things like that. And so I don't want to be with someone who, imagine 3 months in, starts saying jokes and I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, leave. That's one. And then
leave.
There's a door. Door is closed and I'm dating this man. Yeah. You know, it's simple. And then simple things like, where, like, who do you think goes to heaven? Why do you think they go to heaven? It's things like that. Mm. Yeah. There are more. I'm just going to go through a couple. Yeah. But I need to figure out if this guy is in 3 months going to shock me with something. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's hard. Like, these are really really important things. And I hope he'd have questions for me, like, back at you. What do you think? like some guys will care about certain things and be like, you know, I have actually loads of questions I'd want to ask on a first date. But obviously, at first you have a bit of fun and then you do. And then I'm like, okay, pornography.
So you know? Let's talk about porn.
So, you know, and there's simple things like, how would you want to raise your kids and stuff like that? And that made me want to come in like date three and stuff.
Yeah.
There's certain things I'm like, I want to know straight away.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a struggle with certain things? Is this going to be uncomfortable? What's your boundaries? What's your...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's important to cover those things. Yeah. Okay, my next question is, how do we know what is of God and what is of the world? Even when stuff feels like it's from God, how do we know that it is? Thanks, girlies.
Aw, you're welcome, queen.
What do you guys think? Well, how do you know something's from God?
I think the fruits of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If what it is bearing the fruits of the Spirit. Go, Emily, fruits of Spirit.
Wait. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Wait.
And there's one more.
Oh.
Did you say love?
I said that first. Love, joy, kindness, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, self-control.
Three. Okay.
Gentleness.
Yeah. Come on now.
Come on.
Thank you, Emma and Lydia.
It's like a game show.
We did this last time as well.
Yeah,
really.
This comes up a lot and I still not learned them.
No, but it's like if what is from God bears the fruits of the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
I think it's such a clear and easy framework and like checklist of like, okay, this will be from God.
Yeah.
I think the things of the world very much aren't, don't fulfill the whole checklist of the fruits of the Spirit. And just in a really simple, short answer, I'd say that is a really like helpful indicator.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's so good. I think... I struggle with this a lot. Like, I always get so nervous about decisions and the next step. But I think something God that has been highlighting to me recently is that we're living under grace.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, like we can fall down, we can make the wrong mistakes, but like God's got us. Like, it's okay. It's okay to like, you know, maybe regret a decision that you've made. But if your heart is set on, you know, serving the Lord, if your heart is teachable, God can work on that. He can work with that. He doesn't want you to have like, he doesn't want perfection. He just wants your heart. And that's all we're doing. Like, our lives are a testimony of God's grace and his love. And that's it. Like, we are just living testimonies of that. And that's what your life is going to be when things are like, oh, this feels a bit barren. The wilderness is a teaching moment for God to give you the manna and for you to tell the next generation of God's mercy and his grace and how amazing he is. Let yourself be carried into the wilderness. Let yourself be taught in the wilderness, because that's a special space and a place that we all should be really excited to be in, even though we don't want to be in sometimes.
So good, Lydia.
It's good. I would also say, like, a really helpful tool to do is, we all used to do mind maps back in school, or like, you know, when you like write something and then you figure out. So like, write out maybe on a piece of paper the thing that you feel like's from the Lord.
Yeah.
And then write out things like you maybe want a line to, like, so maybe it's something like, start a podcast. Yeah. And then you're going to do a line. What's it for? For girls to meet Jesus. Okay, points people to Jesus. I know that probably is from God.
Yeah.
Because it leads to Jesus. It leads people to God. It might be, God wants me to be a dentist. Okay. Do I actually want to do that? No. Okay. You know, that might be confusing. But then it might be, then you have another line that goes down and it says, well, bless people because I would love to help people who can't afford dentistry. Leads to volunteering and helping people in places that are like less marginalized, more marginalized, and have less money to go into healthcare, leads to blessing people. Okay, God wants me to bless people, so maybe I won't become a dentist, but he wants me to learn dentistry to end up in blessing people in countries, whatever. It's like figuring out, like, be like, go into your room, close the door, sit with the Lord, and go, Lord, I think this word is from you.
Yeah.
Can we just have a moment of mind mapping so I can figure out what the root of the thing is? Yeah. Like, he wants me to volunteer more. Yeah. He wants me to bless people. He wants me to point people to Jesus. He wants me to be more kind to my mum. Like, figuring out the root of what he wants me to do and then what the big picture is. Yeah. So, like, my big picture would be starting a podcast. But the reason is so that girls in the UK can meet Jesus. That sounds like God would want me to do that. But it might be become a nurse because I want the glory, because I want to people to think I'm a really good person. Okay, that one might not be from God. You might still be a nurse, but maybe we should figure out the whys and talk to God and maybe humble ourselves before the Lord. So that's what I would say. Do you have a verse for us?
Yeah, you reminded me, Psalm 139. Guys, I got a new Bible as well.
How cute is that?
I got a new Bible. Like, last time, I had a really tiny Bible and I was suffering. I was like struggling to find like the verse because it was clumped up together. Anyways, Psalms 139, verse 23 to 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. It's just a normal way of Christian life. This is what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, rather than blocking yourself off of it, like, ask God, be like, dude, like, search me right now.
Yes.
Journaling is so helpful.
Yeah.
Sometimes even like, if I feel a weird way about something, like, why do I not like this situation? Let me write it down. And then sometimes God, either through the Bible or like, you might be like,
through your notes,
it's an insecurity or this and that, like, That's so important, and it's such an invitation to get to know God more and see the thousands of ways that he loves you.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Right, we're going to move on to our last segment, which is the What We're Loving segment. And I thought we'd start with books.
Yeah.
And we'd go through the book we're reading right now and a book we'd recommend people.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Go on, Liz, you start.
I'm reading A Passion for Holiness by J.I. Packer. It's done so well. It's such a good book. It breaks down holiness. I feel like we all know holiness, but we don't actually understand it.
Yeah.
That was me. So it's got a, kind of like this guide of like holiness, and asks lots of provoking questions that make me realize that I need to journal this. I need to understand this. Definitely a book I want to read again.
Yeah.
A book that I love is called Captivating, written by John and Stacey Eldridge. And it's a book about women, and it's not like this restricting, I love like the introduction. It's not this book that restricts women being like, you are this, you are that, but actually it's creating the baseline for us to build upon how God sees us.
Love that.
What we are meant to do, and how the devil tries to strip away that identity, how he tries to come as a thief. And honestly, reading that book made me realize that there were lots of moments in my life that the enemy tried to steal, and I felt like I can reclaim that.
Yeah,
which a book helped me to understand. There's also a boys' one, I think it's Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. So yeah,
oh, so cool.
That's awesome.
Do you have a book you're reading or a book you recommend?
I have a book that I recommend. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not reading anything at the moment. I was, and then I stopped. But I'll pick it up again. But a book I'd recommend is Abba's Child by Brennan Manning. It's just so amazing. Mm. We read it last year. We did a discipleship year together. And it was just the most beautiful book. It's all about how we are God's children and how he is our Father, our Heavenly Father, and just how he sees us and how we should see him, and just coming back to the core of our identity as children of God. And it's just so amazing. Highly, highly recommend.
Oh, I love that. I am currently reading The Familiar Stranger by Tyler Staton. Mm. So good if you want to explore the Holy Spirit, figure out the whole, why is the Holy Spirit here? Who is the Holy Spirit? What play did the Holy Spirit have in Jesus's life? Like, was Jesus full of the Holy Spirit? Why do I need to be full of the Holy Spirit? Really good book. And it covers so many different testimonies and stories of people Tyler Staton have seen have their lives changed by the Holy Spirit. So that one. And a book I would recommend is Fields of Grace by Tessa Afshar. It's a novel based on Ruth in the Bible's life. I love novels. I love reading love stories. I'm a love story girl. I am. And I just love to read books, but some books are a little cheeky. And the kind of books I like romance. I love, you know, just a little bit of love. And normally they're a little too cheeky for me.
Cheeky.
I'm like reading it and I'm like, I don't know if I should be. I should be in this moment. But, you know, whereas I love books by like Tessa Afshar or people love. I also love like Redeeming Love by Francine Rivers. Francine Rivers books are amazing. But Tessa Afshar basically takes Bible stories and turns them into novels, which are normally great love stories. And they just all have Bible verses intertwined, and it really aligns with the Bible, but also with a twist of it's a novel. Let's go into songs we're loving right now. I'm going to start because I've got friends who have come out with some amazing songs. My friends from Camp Love have come out with some songs called Camp Songs, K-A-M-P. And specifically, I love the song Swim. Just talking about like just being with God and living a life where you're just like swimming in his presence. You're with him. And I love, my friend Grace is on most of the songs and she's just, oh, she's anointed and I love them. And then also my friend Gideon, his name though is Jerob on Spotify and all of that, has a song called Kumbaya. Have you heard that one? Kumbaya, but I don't know what it means. Ooh. So good. I don't know why I didn't sing any of the camp songs, but anyway, I love his song, Kumbaya. It's really cool. And he is just coming out with really cool music. And then, not my friend, but I really love, at Big Church, we were in a Pat Barrett moment where he was leading us. And he came out with a song called I've Got a Fire. And it's just talking about having a fire deep within you that is the Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and it's overwhelming, and now you just want to live it out. And so, really cool song. Check it out. What songs are you guys loving right now?
What a God, I See You Worship.
What a God, what a God.
I love that song. Really just gets good. Me in the moment, in the morning. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? If the only thing I hear is your voice today, that's great.
Mm. That's all I need.
All I need to be is at your feet. That's so good.
So you got any songs?
I'm loving Love Note by Abby Gamboa.
Love that song.
And I love you in the morning. It's just like, oh, it's all about Jesus' love for us. It's so like,
that's intimate. The kind of music I see you coming out with. Yes. Zoe has a beautiful voice, so well, and a heart for Jesus, and I would love one day if they came out with a little song. But I could actually see that being your kind of song.
Oh, I love it. It's so beautiful. So like, just so sweet.
It's like, I feel like I'm in an intimate, like, I feel like she's been in an intimate moment with Jesus and then is sharing it with us.
Yeah.
It's a love note.
Yeah.
I love it. I love Abby Gams.
My favourite influencers at the moment is Deborah B.
She's amazing.
Amazing woman of God. I think she's on the pod, right?
She is. In a few weeks, you guys are going to see her coming on the pod.
So get excited.
That's so fun.
If you haven't, watch her YouTube channel.
Please. Yeah. She just hit 200,000 subscribers.
Oh, yay.
Deborah's she's on. Just
I know we need to do a little Christ. Cake we're going on a trip with her soon, we need to do a little cake.
Yeah, we'll do it, but it's like, girls, watch her, she is amazing, so wise, so kind, so sweet.
And just she's in love a with good Jesus. Role model.
She's such a good role model.
Because last week we talked, last time we mentioned Melon, who again she's is coming so cool. on the podcast in a few weeks, and Deborah. I just think the two of them, I'm like,
they're amazing
and they're beautiful.
I know,
so beautiful. She's stunning. Every time I look at them, I'm like, whoa.
It's so easy to have role models who are beautiful.
I just love looking at them.
I love and dissing it.
Them.
I just I actually can't believe. We get something so cool about the internet is we get to have these role models and we get to have them in our own living rooms. Yeah. Like all the time, I can just put Deborah on the TV and be like, speak to me. And I know she's going to just talk about light and life. And I think that's such a good recommendation. I love like her role model, I know, is Ashley Hetherington, who's from America. Yeah. And I think, again, putting someone on the TV when you're like, if you're ever feeling a bit lonely or you ever just want to hang out with a Christian gal, we can actually just do it now, but without like online. I think it's so special. So I would also recommend Ashley because I know that's someone who's inspired Deborah, which means, you know.
Wait, that's so so sweet. Community.
Aww, I know.
Sisters in Christ.
We love it. Yeah. And also The Way. Check out.
Oh, yeah.
Zoe on there. Zoe's on the way.
I am on the way.
You're doing more presenting on there now.
Yeah, a little bit.
We love to see it.
Oh, yeah. But it's so great. It's just about. We do like Bible studies and we also do like guest podcasts like this where we get like different people on to just speak about their journey with Jesus. And it's just, it's a real blessing. So do check The Way out.
So
do.
Fun.
Check them out.
You guys have such special people come on all the time.
Yeah, it's a real blessing. We've got like Joshua Luke Smith has been on before. He's amazing. A poet. So amazing. We just got the CEO of the Bible app.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He was so cool and he raps on our podcast.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, so tune in if you want, but
tune in if you want.
You wanna bop to a little rap, Christian little rap.
Well, thank you girls for joining me. This has been so much fun.
I loved it.
You'll have to come back and tell us all about your lives, what's going on? Keep updated. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. But it's been so fun. Yeah.
So fun.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks where we've got another one. And make sure you check out the podcast episodes and the Bible studies. And if you haven't watched 2 weeks ago, we had another life group. But this has been so much fun. I love you, girls.
I love you.
I love sisterhood. And if you have any dilemmas to send in, make sure you check out our Instagram and go to the link in our bio where there is a Jot form and you can send us all your dilemmas. And make sure you use code words for people's
government names, please.
No government names. Thank you so much. Yeah, send us your dilemmas and we will see you in 2 weeks for another Life Group episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.